This is the West Kent News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The Spar Valley Railway is celebrating a special 25th anniversary with a four-day gala event at the end of August. The railway itself dates back to the 1860s, as Johnny Pay, Spar Valley's commercial manager, explains.
So this line used to run from Tunbridge Wells Central, which is the main line station as it is today, through to Erridge. It was opened in 1866 and it connected the South Eastern Chatham Railway with the London Brighton and South Coast Railway. It ran up until the 6th of July 1985 when British Railways closed the line, and in subsequent years, between 1985 and 1996, it was then progressively relaid, restored and reopened by a very dedicated team of volunteers. No one's paid to have done the restoration, or is indeed paid today to keep the operation going. Then in August 1997, the railway first extended all the way to Groombridge, which is why we're now celebrating 25 years in 2022, because it's 25 years ago that we actually fully reopened our railway.
The railway's slogan, "A destination at every station," is certainly accurate. A combination of steam and diesel trains cut through the stunning high-wheeled countryside, stopping at several popular attractions en route.
Hyrox is obviously the national monument there, the Hyrox Inn itself. Groombridge, you've got the very pretty village, plus Groombridge Place and the Enchanted Forest. And at Erridge, you've got the mainline connection, plus local vineyards. So we partner up with a local vineyard, Wildwood, which is just up the road. In fact, on the train that's just about to depart from here today, there's a group of 20 people off to have a tour of the vineyard as part of an experience that we arrange with them.
In addition to the wine, gin, whiskey, real ale and cider tasting excursions, there's also a popular murder mystery evening and the hilarious Taste of Faulty Towers dining experience for those wanting a more fully immersive experience. And there's plenty on offer for younger passengers too.
We do children's kids events regularly throughout the year, so children's characters that are popular on television come along so people can have their photos with them. And then in November and December we of course run the incredibly popular Polar Express train ride, which attracts nearly 50,000 visitors per year, and they get to relive the actual Polar Express itself on board a real life steam train.
As for many tourist attractions, the pandemic threw up numerous challenges, but there were some unexpected advantages too.
It actually benefited us in some ways. It obviously caused us a big cash flow crisis. However, it actually gave us an opportunity because we weren't able to run the railway because of the closures and the lockdowns. When they started relaxing restrictions, we were able to do certain projects that we wouldn't otherwise get to do without the railway needing to be shut. So we actually took advantage of that and we were able to do some works in our railway yards and otherwise to improve the railway and keep it going forward.
Thankfully, restrictions were lifted in time for the upcoming 25th anniversary celebrations. Johnny, who has been volunteering at the railway for the past 17 years, and the whole Spar Valley team are excited to welcome a very special visitor for the gala weekend.
We've got an event taking place between the 26th and 29th of August, which is involving a visiting steam locomotive from the Severn Valley Railway. It's a British Railway Standard 4MT, number 75069. And the reason we've got that steam engine visiting is because back in the 1960s, it used to actually run on this very railway. So we're bringing back an engine that used to run here for that event as part of it.
So what do the next 25 years have in store for the Spar Valley Railway?
Hopefully lots of steam trains and diesel trains running up and down between Tunbridge Wells West and Erridge, and who knows, it may get longer. We don't know. The future is up for grabs, I suppose, and we shall see what happens.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.